AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here, broadcasting in Philadelphia and serving the entire tri-state area. We also are on the internet, and we encourage you to email family and friends and let them know that they can tune in simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. After the broadcast, in a few hours, we send out an email to our friends and supporters, and we have a big number of thousands of those good-hearted people who are stormtroopers getting the word out about the American Made campaign. And if you would like to be one of them, you can join our e-list. There's a link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Also, I would like to say a special thank you to the people I had the opportunity to meet in my travels this week. I really learn a lot from these good souls who tell me their personal experiences, talk about their kids who are graduating, those that are coming home. I've seen several articles in newspapers talking about the job situation in America and what is being done to address it. First of all, I want to introduce our panel members. They are Mark Andel, as you know, the founder of the Made in America store. And Mark is having a big, big thing this week, especially in light that next Wednesday, our broadcast will be on Flag Day. I encourage you to check out Mark on the internet and see he's got a great selection of products, flags, all sorts of sizes. Check out his internet site, and you'll be very pleased with what you see up there. He's an unbelievable supporter of our campaign. Go to madeinamericastore.com. Also with us today is Larkin Connolly, who surprised us last week and was here in studio. Larkin is a small business advocate and also a small business mentor for SCORE, and I welcome you, Larkin. Rich Logis, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, is always very energetic, and I'm sure he's going to be that way today. Our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, who really makes sure that everything runs smooth. And I am Michael Blihash, your proud host, and always proud to be invited to the local community events. We're going to be doing several of them in the next few weeks, attending some graduation parties, so I'll keep you posted. And we have a very special guest with us today. His name is Mike Sessions. He has done an app on the iPhones, and he is unbelievable. He is from Go for Made in America. We have a link right on the front page of American Workers Radio. You can see the symbol there, AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Right above that, click on that, and it'll tell you a lot more about the project. But Mike is our special guest, and I'm going to ask each of our panel members to speak with him, and I'm going to ask Mike to give us a whole rundown of what he's been doing to make this app bigger and better and how things are going. Mike Sessions, the floor is yours.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Glad to be on the show. I think it's been only been 2 years, but it might be three, so I'm going to have to check the rebroadcast. But it's been quite a while. I have been tuning into the show almost every week. Sometimes I have to listen to the rebroadcast, but that's why those are there.
And I want to say to everyone that Mike is out in California, and so there's a time difference, but he's always listening. He's a great advocate of the Buy American Made campaign, and I'm asking all of you to support him in every way possible. Yes, Mike.
Yeah, what we did recently, just to start fresh, is we wanted to build 10 mobile apps for our partners and friends and affiliates to get them onto the App Store for iOS devices and then port those to Android. And I'm not sure if the panel members have had a chance to look at the email I sent, I think it was late last week, where I disclosed one of the main motivating factors for that was that there's some odd apps that come up if you type in Made in America as a search keyword. And there are apps that are from a business-to-business company in China that's trying to get manufacturers to use their business partners to produce products. So I thought it'd be a good idea to try to level the playing field a little bit as far as mobile apps go, and have, you know, a good number of apps come up that are really made in America for Made in America, not a marketing ploy. So that's why I decided to do 10 apps. We only were able to do 6 because we got some resistance from the review team at Apple regarding the technology that wasn't up to their snuff in some cases. Even though the apps were all the same, some of them were shot down, some of them made it through. So I guess we're just happy that we got 6 to go through, and they're available now in the iTunes App Store. If you type in Made in America, Made in USA, American Made, there's a lot of keywords there that'll bring up all of our apps. We encourage people to check them out. Some of those apps are for promotional portals, which is what we refer to companies like American Workers Radio. There's one app that's for a manufacturer of mostly blue jeans. They're all American clothing. And we wanted to do some apps to retailers, but we got kind of hung up with Apple saying that we aren't them. You know, the apps would have to be published by the retailer, though we did get one squeak through that barricade.
Oh, now let me ask you this, Mike, before I go to our panel members. Can you tell us exactly what a person has to do to get onto the App Store and exactly what they can do, how easy it is to put that up on their phone?
Well, from your phone, there is an Apple mobile app called, appropriately, App Store, and you tap that, and then you go to the bottom toward the right. It's a five-tab interface. You tap where it says Search. At the upper top of the screen, you type in something like Made in America, Made in USA. You can even type in Go for USA, and it'll bring up all of our apps. It might bring up some other apps that have a match of the keyword that you type in, but that's the simplest thing, is to use the App Store app on your iOS device, whether it's an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod Touch. Do a search for, I'll promote ourselves by saying Go for USA, and then you'll see a list of apps, and you look at the icons. There's a couple of screenshots. You can tap and see up to 5 screenshots and read about the apps and decide which ones you want to download. They're all free. We did this all for free for both the consumers who would download them and for the partners and friends of ours that we did these for. So it's all available up there right now for free, and we'll, over the summer, port those to the Android, and they'll be on Google Play eventually, and it'll be free there for the Android market, which is anywhere from 4 to 5 times larger market of smart devices.
Is that right? I didn't realize that. Wow. I know that you are waiting to speak with Dr. Rich Loges. So, Dr. Loges, tell me everything and tell Mike everything.
Mike, how's it going? And good morning. Thank you so much for your continued listenership. You know, what do we think is one of the primary reasons that people will not buy America, right? There's, or American made, there's cost and there's convenience. So costs are starting to go up with overseas manufacturing, not across the board, but in quite a great number of products. And an app like yours makes it a lot more convenient to find American-made products. So cost, of course, is very important to all households, especially family households. But where I really want to give you credit and really commend you publicly is you're taking away the excuse that it isn't convenient. So no one can say that. Now we just got to make sure that we get millions and millions of people downloading your app. That's the challenge now. But you've totally taken away the excuse of it isn't convenient. I can't find anything. No, you go right into the app. I need garden hose, right, Mark? Or I need a coffee mug, or I need pens, whatever it might be. So you're really doing a public and consumer service. So I just want to publicly thank you for that.
Well said.
Yeah, yeah, we actually did. Our motivation was from a consumer view. I know people have their own motivations for getting involved. Mark was, you know, he's a manufacturer with employees, and he was hit and needed to do something about it. Other people are strictly retailers that want to make products available that are made in America on websites mostly or in stores. And we came at it from a frustrated consumer perspective, which was, like Rich said, you know, it's hard to find things. You have to pick up the product. You have to look at the label and then be disappointed that what you want is made somewhere else. And we thought with a mobile device, you have basically a computer in your hand. You have internet access, GPS. And if one person can find the product and let everybody else know about it, then the second through 100th person knows exactly what product is available where in their area.
Well said. Well said. And that's what it's all about. God, you are a godsend to us. And Dr. Mark, you've been mentioned a few times today. Welcome our special guest, Mike Sessions.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Mike, great to have you on. You know, again, thank you for all the work you've done, because you've never quit either. You know, I always tell the starting entrepreneurs, you never quit and stay hungry. You know, you also make it easy. You've done the homework for people, just kind of like I have. When they come through the doors of my brick-and-mortar stores, we've done the homework for them. We've done, you know, we've made it easier for them to find Made in America. They know that everything's been certified. So you do the same. So hats off to you. Tell me a little bit, our listeners, how you use this app once you have it. Just explain the app, would you, Mike? You know, how it would be a useful tool.
Sure. We're in our second iteration of our app. And we're going to be upgrading it in a big way for version 3. But what people do is when they log into the app, they have a choice of either becoming like a member and giving us their name and creating a username and telling us the state they live in. We don't ask them for their mailing address. We don't want to, you know, have them think that we're going to try to sell their name to a mass mailing company. So we just ask for their name, state, zip code, username, and then their email address in case they lose their password. We do have to enter a password. The other option is to enter in as a guest, and you can do 90% of the functionality as a guest. So you can log on and use the app anonymously if you want. And it immediately comes up with a list of products that were recently added to our database, so they can see what is the most recent things that were added. And they have the option to go to a menu and say, well, why don't you show me what's available in my area? And that's a two-mile radius from where they're standing. It'll show them products. And then you pick a product, and then it'll show you the retailers that they're located at. And the first retailer should be the closest, because we sort them by the retailer. There might be just one retailer that sells that recently added product or product. Or there might be 20 of them, and then we also let them filter by brick and mortar or online. The online feature is disabled when you say in the vicinity, but it's there when you say recently added. Or you can do a product search by name, and it'll just show you an alphabetical list of products. You can type in a keyword like garden hose and just see garden hoses, or you can additionally filter by a category and wean it down to where you're seeing products that you're interested in. And again, once you tap the product, we show you a list of retailers, the ones closest to you if you're looking at brick and mortar, or alphabetically if you're looking at the online filter.
Wow, that's an unbelievable service. So in other words, Mike, if I go to the app, I hit that I'm looking for New Balance sneakers, and it would give me stores within a couple mile area where I'm located at the moment?
Well, for that example, you could go to the directories, which is on that same, there's a menu on the left that pops out, and you can say you want to look at our directory. So you can pick manufacturers and type in New Balance, and then you see a list of you know, the facilities we know of New Balance. There's not more than half a dozen, and those are the manufacturers. So you can then look at the detail of the manufacturer, or you can say search for any product that has that manufacturer's UPC tag. Or you can go to the retailer's directory and then see New Balance stores, which are scattered around the country. And so you can type in New Balance or Balance, and it'll show you any store with the closest ones first that have the word Balance in it. And you'll see New Balance and anything else that has Balance in it. Sort again by distance from you. You can also change that to be a distance from a zip code. So if you're going to go someplace for a trip, you can type in the zip code, and it'll be closest to that zip code. So you can plan a trip and have a list of retailers that you're going to plan to hit. And you can even then do a search for products that we know about at that retailer. And then you can add those to a shopping list that gets grouped by retailers, whether they're online or brick and mortar. And you go back in that menu again and say, I want to look at my shopping list. These are things I wanted to investigate or potentially purchase, and see them organized by retailer.
Very well. Very good. So what's happening, Mike, is the fact that we will have no more excuse not to have knowledge of where products are made with this app.
Well, yeah, right, where they're made, who makes them, and who sells them. Because we tie those three things together, the product, who makes it, and where is it sold. So there's obviously going to be just one manufacturer tied to a product, but there can be 1 to 1,000 retail locations that sell it.
Beautiful. Everybody listening, Father's Day is coming up. If you're on the iPhone, I'm expecting you to do something to make sure that Father's Day gifts this year are 100% made in America. And with that, I'm going to ask Dr. Larkin Connolly, our small business advocate and SCORE mentor, to welcome Mike Sessions.
Well, good morning, Mr. Blehaus. How are you?
Oh, it's wild as always.
Mark Handel. Wild as a March hare. I knew that before I asked the question. Good morning, Henry and Rich. And Mr. Sessions, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
I said all along that one of the missing elements in the Made in America movement was we certainly had complaining, pointing out the mistakes, finding the weak spots, enumerating what happened that made it necessary to create this movement. We had all of that covered, but somewhere along the line, we were missing a proactive approach. We were the reactive end of the movement. Mark Andel and Made in America is the proactive end of the search, and Mark has been carrying that ball for 7 years now, I guess, or more. Sorry, Mark.
No problem.
And by the way, I tried to make it up there, Mark. I tried my darndest. Frontier Airlines kind of let me down. I really wanted to kind of surprise you. I'm really into surprising people that are involved in the movement. But
you let me know. I'll get the stakes ready, Larkin.
Okay. I can't wait. Mike, what you've done here with this app, with these various apps, is extremely proactive. And as Michael said, it kind of takes the excuse out of saying, I don't know where to find Made in America. And in order to make this movement work, we've got to become extremely proactive. We've got to supply the consumers with answers to, okay, so you're not buying in America, why not try this? And so I applaud that effort. I would like to ask you a little question on the side about your call for my retirement.
You've been retired.
I'm far from being retired, and I'm a little bit like Michael Blehaus in that my wife has got the boots by the bed and the big box, and she figures that I'm going to be carried out boots first, or maybe in the box, but I'll still be talking or making hand motions to somebody, all the way to the big hole in the ground. So I'm not prepared to retire, and I just wanted to make sure that you knew that.
Yeah, the rumors of your early retirement were greatly exaggerated, and it was great to hear that Rich was willing to take a bullet for you.
Is there a Larkin retired app?
That's right. Larkin. The only way we retire, all of us, every person listening, is feet first.
Yeah. Well, especially if it's not a manual labor. What I do is relatively easy. All I have to do is get a decent amount of sleep and keep my brain alert. So I'm going to be around for a while. I understood the nature of your remark, and I do kind of support that. Beyond Patrice Banks, who leads a movement to empower women in a blue-collar world, we haven't had many women on, if any, and we probably need to break that string. I know there are women out there that strongly represent and advocate, the Made in America movement. So long and short of it is, thanks. It's great work. It's proactivity and not reactivity to the issues that we face, and that's what we need more than anything in the world, proactive answers to the Made in America issue.
You know, guys, I want to tell you something. This is the graduation season, and I really had a lot of, efforts going on in the with graduates and with their families, and everybody is talking about what are the young people doing. Well, I'm pleased to say that there is a better job picture out there these days. That's a little bit better. But as I read the Philadelphia Inquirer on Saturday, June the 3rd, I came across a problem where it says hiring slows because there's a shorter of qualified workers. Now, I'm saying this because I'm asking our graduates and their parents who are listening to go to some of those apps that Mike has and see possibly where your son or daughter could fit in within that company. And when I say that, a lot of the companies are saying that they're looking for people in technology, people in research, people to make sure that the production line continues. These are all white-collar jobs. They need, before a company opens up here in the USA, they have to make sure they have a space to do it, they have the workers to do it, and they will have their production lines operational at full times. Now, according to this article, we have a lot of people who are out there looking for jobs, but they're not in those particular job categories. And that's unfortunate. And this is why we're talking about it at the graduation season. This is what you're helping to do, Mike, by directing people to manufacturers. Maybe those people can grow here in the USA and hire more and more of our people. But it's also an alert for parents to speak up, whether your child is graduating from eighth grade, going into high school, will be preparing for college. Make sure you look for an industry, a place in America that's going to be growing, not just, looking for ways to leave America's soil. Just like we're taking away the excuse for not having American-made products available or knowledgeable to us, we have to take away the idea that we don't have enough skilled workers. When I read the article, that's all it said. We have a lot of people who are interested in coming back to America, especially if they're promised and are delivered a tax break for some time and able to train people and get a tax break for doing that. They're willing to do it. So please, it's graduation season. I'm asking all of you to download Go for Made in America app. Go to, in fact, the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. It's free. Everything is free. The excuse is gone. And I'm sure, Mike, how many locations do you have on that app right now that if I went to, say, City of Philadelphia, how many, if I was looking for New Balance, say, how many places would come up available with New Balance sneakers?
Well, there's two variables. One is just a list of retailers, and we purchased over 5 years ago 30,000 retailer records from a data provider, and we can buy, you know, thousands more. It's not too costly to get just retailers. So the name, the company, the location. But the tough part is to get products at those retailers that are American-made products. That's the tough challenge, because our first push with our version 1 of the app was we had a feature in there that we didn't port to version 2, which was to let consumers or retailers themselves scan a UPC of a product they have in their hand at a store and upload it, so then it becomes available to our search engine. So that is something that's the key for us, is to get not just a retailer or even just products in our database, but the linkage of where they are. So in version 2, we enhanced our app and we took it upon ourselves to populate a lot of data that we found for products to link them to retail stores, but we obviously can't go to all the stores across the country, so we did a lot of online-based locations. For example, Amazon. I mean, there's hundreds of products in our database now that are linked to Amazon. And another reason why we came up with this coalition of apps, five out of the six that we did, they're all promoters. So they promote apps. They promote products and they promote manufacturers. And we wanted to get like a multiplier effect. But as far as we're concerned with our app, Go for USA, we need to know where products are at stores so that people can easily find them. So either we have to populate them ourselves, or we have to get consumers and or retailers to populate our database with the location of products so people can say what's near me.
Wow, very good. Do you have a way, if you had a special link on your site that says if you're a retailer and you have American-made products and you're not listed on our app right now, contact us with your availabilities?
Yeah, we have an updated website that's amusingly more mobile-friendly than our prior site. And we have a coalition page. And we list the companies that are either our affiliates or our partners and friends. And you can scroll down to the bottom of that, and there's three files that can be downloaded, three PDFs. They're all one page. One's geared toward manufacturers, one's geared toward retailers, one's geared toward just service providers, where they can become a sponsor of ours for as little as $49 a year for a service provider and as little as $99 a year for a retailer, to get their location, their company in our database and then branded with their logo and some other attributes that make them stand out from anybody else. But any company can contact us, any retailer or manufacturer. If they see that they're not in our app, then we'll add them for free. The listings are free. It's just if they sponsor us, they get a little more visibility in the app.
Very good. Now I'm going to ask you the big question, which a lot of people will join in asking. Is there an online version of that app?
That would be the next step. Again, once we have enough data to make it worthwhile to have a goforusa.com. Right now we just have a company site, Go for Made in America, but we can have a goforusa.com site. We have the name registered, where that website could have the same features, well, most of the same features as our app, where people can see a directory of retailers, a directory of manufacturers. They can search those. They can see the products, where they're available, and create shopping lists. It could all tie in together. But we haven't made that leap yet because we need more data to make it worthwhile. We don't want people to go there and be disappointed that there's nothing available in their area, where there's nothing available of the type of product they want.
Right. The reason I ask that, Mike, is because a lot of times people will say something to me and I say, well, Google, go on Google and do this and do that. If you're in the future, and I wish you all the luck in doing this, and hopefully all of us can work together to make that happen, because it could be very, very interesting to get that online as well as on the app. I really think that would be helpful. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, I know Mike and my team have tried to hook up. Mike, I'm just the owner. I joke with that. You know, we've got 70 guys. We're like the emergency room on the hospital, so my team runs at high speed, and I'm always surprised they come back in, you know. But we've got to help you more with our vendors. There's just so many ways we can help each other, I think. And I'd like to, me and you've got to have a little talk, and then maybe we can break it down a little bit so we can keep rolling together. But I love what you've done. I mean, it's a useful tool that just makes sense. If you look for a product and it goes 2 miles around you, does it continue to search? Will it go 3, 4, 10 miles, 20 miles? Your app?
That 2 mile radius is only if they stay in the vicinity. That just locks in on what's around them physically. But if you just go into a product search by name, It doesn't show you the proximity until you touch a product. Then it shows you retailers. And yeah, those retailers could be 2,000 miles away.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just in the vicinity is really to get people who are maybe in their car or at a Starbucks and they got a shopping urge and they want to go buy something. They can see what's around there. One of the enhancements we're going to make in version 3 is to make that map-based so that they can actually see a map around them and little push pins of stores, and they can touch that instead of looking at a list of products. They can touch a retailer and go, oh, I know where that is, touch it, and then see a list of products and decide whether they want to go visit that retailer and look for that product.
Yeah, because why wouldn't every manufacturer, like all, we got 486 manufacturers, why wouldn't they do the free listing? I mean, they would love to, right? I mean, they should love to.
Right, and even retailers, even right now in the app, there's a feature, a filter called Nearby. So they can go into the retail directory and say, what's near me? And we show a list from Google of 20 retailers that are in their vicinity, and they can actually add that to our database. And it's pretty complete as far as what we put in our directory for free. It's their name, their address, their GPS coordinates, phone number, and website. So they can actually add it now, even though we don't have the specific upload feature added back yet. At least retailers can say, hey, I'm here. I'm going to raise my arm and say, you know, come visit me.
Wow. Rich, you've been listening. I'd like to hear what your thoughts, because you're a technical genius.
Well, I'd agree with the first part, technical. The second part, I wouldn't so much agree with, Michael. But I agree with the first part. Now, Mike, the thing I want to ask you is you mentioned motivation earlier. For our listeners, I'm really intrigued to hear what your personal light bulb moment was on this, how the idea came to be, when you got it. Was it something that specifically prompted you to do this, just the origin of all this and how you got to this point?
For me, it was in 2011, early 2011. I had just recently bought a house at the end of 2010, so I'm obviously out at places like Home Depot, shopping for shovels and hammers and things to buy. And one I picked up wasn't made in America. And then I stumbled across one that was. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this so difficult? Why can't I? I have this iPhone in my pocket, and even 5 years ago, they were still like it was like the third version or whatever. And I thought, well, why can't I use this thing instead of just for phone calls and games? I can use it to actually be productive and use the GPS built into it. I can use the internet connectivity, the mapping data. And that's what motivated me was just because my own struggles of finding things made in America in 2011. And in 2006, it was so much easier. Furniture and stuff was still, you didn't have to look at it. You bought it and when you got it home, the back said made in USA on it. Now you have to look, otherwise it's not. The odds are it's not made in America. So it was a consumer frustration moment for me in early 2011.
But Mike, why did you care? Why did you want made in America product?
Because that's what I expected, and that's, like I said, as recently as 5 years earlier, that was the norm. I mean, you grabbed some sheets for your bed, and they were made in America. And then I just started noticing, I started taking notice that everything I touched wasn't made here anymore. And I thought, well, why not? Why do I have to struggle and and be frustrated. And I thought, well, everybody's getting smartphones on millions and millions every year. Why not use it as a tool?
Yeah, and I only bring that up, Mike and Rich, I don't mean to cut you off there, because the care factor, everything's about care. And if you care, where it's made, the quality, how it's helping somebody, how it's creating a livelihood or a job, I think that care factor, you know, I think you obviously have it too, but I think the country needs that care to take time and take the, you know, care what you buy.
I did care, you know, I don't have a family. I can't look back and say, you know, my father and grandfather were manufacturers. You know, I can't say that. I don't have that motivation from that perspective. I understand that perspective a lot. I just don't have that as my background, but I do have the motivation to buy American-made products, especially when you see all the news about these factories that were shutting down. And I love technology, and I was at the end of about a 20-year run on a certain level of technology with desktop PCs and Macs, and I said, well, I want to do something different in my last, you know, ride into the sunset. I wanted to do something valuable, and I always loved technology and handheld devices. I had one of the Apple News that came out in 1990 or whatever it was. I just wanted to turn that into a tool.
And wow.
I just think, Mike, it's important to emphasize, if I may, a point. You said 2011. So for 6 years, you're trudging along. You're
right.
A lot of trial and error. We always hope to have more trial than error. But, you know, the persistence of this, I really think about, you know, you and Mark really being sort of kindred spirits on this. You know, how Mark got into this movement and his business, and for you 6 years. I mean, you could have very easily and perhaps very understandably could have just said, you know, there's a lot of work, it's too much work, I don't, you know, who cares? So I'll buy a China-made hammer, excuse me, it'll break in a year, you know, in a year, 6 months, and then I'll go replace it. But, you know, you didn't do that, right? Because you give a damn. Mm-hmm. And so I really, again, I commend you for sticking with this. Go for USA on the App Store. And for all of my Android-using friends, don't worry, they'll all know once you go to market on there. So for all of our iPhone, iPad, i-whatever users, listeners, go for USA on the App Store. And you can download it immediately. It's ready to go. I downloaded it, Mike, I logged in before coming on, as I like to check all the features. And I'll just say, as a technology person, it's a very user-friendly app, not hard to use. It's quite simple and easy to find products that are in your area. So I really commend you guys for building this. You built an app that is both easy for users to navigate and takes away the excuse of not having the convenience of trying to, I can't find something American-made.
Right. Very well said. You know, this is a perfect idea, because we're rewarding the businesses that are operating in America right now. And we're urging people to purchase the products that the American manufacturers are making, whether they're on online sales or they're going to go into the brick and mortar stores. We're urging people. We've been doing it for years. And now this is such a great tool. I can't compliment you enough. Yes, Larkin.
Well, I just wanted to apply my natural instinct, which is a small business look at this. And let's cut to the chase and take the goggles off. Can you monetize this?
We plan to in our version 3 to keep the app free, but for certain features that we'll add, that people will have to do an in-app purchase of like 99 cents. I mean, it's pretty small.
Right, right.
You'd be amazed how many people don't even want to spend 99 cents. But, you know, we can collect some revenue by making features that are going to be worthwhile of some contribution. donation, if you want to look at it that way instead of calling it in-app purchase. And as far as sponsorship, you know, that's how we want to monetize it, because we can have affiliates where we are affiliates of some companies where it has to be online-based. We have to connect to their online system so they know who we are if somebody eventually buys something. But for brick and mortar, we can't really, without doing things super sophisticated and complicated, have a relationship with all these retailers out there. So we would want sponsorship. So have retailers and manufacturers sponsor us for an annual fee to get some of the benefits that we offer for, you know, in their direct listing. We attached a little sponsorship badge to the products they make. We can make products show up at the recently added list for retailers that sponsor us, so people will go there first.
You know,
and Mark would be the one to comment on this, because he best understands the manufacturers out there. He deals with them day in and day out. But I would imagine that our good friend at Wigwam Socks would be willing to, you know, buy a position on that page. I agree with you. To chase down the retailers on that side is probably not demographically honest for them. So, it would be the wigwams of the world that would say, sure, I want to be on that page, and sure, I'm proud that I'm made in America. And yes, it is affordable, and yes, it is proactive to promoting what's made in America. I would think all of those things would be what these manufacturers would say, Mark, don't you?
I do. I think that's a perfect example, Lark. And Wigwam, Mike, is in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. You may know that. 300 employees, Bob Chesbro's third-generation owner. You know, it's funny. We first ran their website for them. Then they got back into the website, the e-commerce site. And I couldn't see them not, for a reasonable price, jumping on board. Mike and I gladly will hook you up with the proper people if you're not hooked up with Wigwam. But, Larkin, that's a great idea. And, Mike, I see your point with helping promote, expose, market other people's websites to drive the sales there. And that's a huge problem for me, too, getting them to their websites. Amazon's taken off, and I'm glad to hear you're tied with Amazon. And do you know much about Amazon Prime? That's a big deal, too, right now, because you get free shipping. They got a no payment return policy, so you could order 5 shirts. Larkin could order 5 and try them all on and send 4 back, no charge. So, Mike, it just good stuff. I mean, you're heading in the right direction. You've got the energy. Everything's rolling good. It's a great, great tool.
As far as retailers and affiliates, we don't do any e-commerce ourselves. We don't sell anything. We don't stock things. We will just point people for the Amazon. Now, we just will point people to Amazon through a link, and if they stay within our web browser page within the app and eventually buy something, then we'll get a commission earned based on the category of the product. But if they go outside our app, because everybody knows Amazon, they can just fire up Safari and type in Amazon and search away. But we only get any potential earnings if they come through us, through our affiliate ID, whether it's from our web page, clicking on the Amazon link, or within our mobile app, if they see a product and we link them to the details on Amazon, then we can earn a commission.
Well, you know, I have to say to that, this is important. Amazon's selling products from all over the world, but Mike, you're promoting products made in the USA. So by promoting your site, you're helping people in both ways. You're helping circulate more of our hard-earned dollars right here in the USA, which will help our businesses of all sizes. And of course, reward everybody who's involved in the Buy American Made campaign in some way. Everybody involved is receiving some remuneration. No one can work for free or do these things for free. So I'm encouraging everybody to please check out this outstanding idea that Mike has been working on for the last few years. Go for Made in America, and you will see it right on the front page of American Workers Radio. It's right at the top on the very right side. It, you can click on the AmericanWorkersRadio.com link, which is good, too, because when you go to the app, it also promotes our radio broadcast. And that's priceless. So by us promoting you, we're helping American workers. We're helping you. We're helping the businesses that are in America who should be rewarded. Because as you know, Mike, from what you said, that you went out shopping for the shovels and all the stuff for your new house. Well, as I was out in the last, say, 6 weeks, we discussed those same issues with people at Home Depot and Lowe's in the Philadelphia area. And what came about from it is foreign manufacturers and foreign countries send people over here to purchase up businesses so that they would continue the name, just move the product production overseas. And that's really unfortunate, but it's a fact of life. And there are many people who decide to retire, and rather than them look for people to buy the business right in their own state, in their own community, they go immediately to this marketer who will bring in anybody and everybody to come and take a look at the business, which in most cases takes that business out of the USA. So helping America's businesses, giving them more incentive is really, it's the Taj Mahal of what we've seen in a while. And Larkin, you're right. We've been talking about making sure that we go out and buy. This app is helping us to direct the people to the products.
Yeah, I also wanted to add, we have a feature in these six coalition apps that we did. It's called Share Us. It's on the menu that pops out on the left of these apps. And what that does is it creates a social media post that promotes those apps. So, for example, somebody using the Buy American app can share that to Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, any of the social media sites available on their iPhone. And it promotes that app to their friends and followers who don't have the app yet, that don't even know about you folks, don't know about any of these other apps we've done, the companies, but then they can learn that. So it spreads out over social media. And that was built from what we have in our Go for USA app, which is the ability for users to share any of the companies in our directory, so manufacturer, retailer. They can share a product, and they can even share a product at a retailer. So again, it's trying to spread the word to people who don't even have an iPhone right now. You know, you can spread it on Facebook or Twitter, and people can view these links to products or retailers or manufacturers on their desktop PC or Mac. And it's just a way to create like a wildfire effect of spreading the word.
Mike,
so instead of people taking a Sorry, go ahead.
Who are the six apps that you have up there right now for the listeners?
They're listed on the coalition, actually on the apps page of our new website. The first one is All American Clothing. They start out as just a blue jeans company, but they sell a lot more products that either they make or they procure from American manufacturers. Then there's the Buy American app for American Workers Radio. There's the AmeriLoop app from Jude Watkins' company, AmeriLoop, his business-to-business website. There's a promotional company called Buy Direct USA. And they have a large list of manufacturers that they promote. So that's another way for people to learn about companies that make products in America. There's a relatively new company that they've been out for just a little over two years called Made in America Co. They have a huge following on Facebook. They have over 150,000 fans on their Facebook page alone. So they're huge and young and very professional and enthusiastic supporters of American companies. And then there's the Made in America movement folks in Pennsylvania that also promote manufacturers and have representatives that try to get involved politically to make things happen for manufacturers.
So those are the six apps. They're on our apps page under Coalition Apps.
Very good. Very interesting. And that's very important because it's an incentive for people to check it out, download it. I'm asking everybody, please do check it out for yourself. I know that this is going to be very positive. Mike, you've really done something which people are going to, you know, put you down in the history books for, because we needed this in the USA very badly. Because we got stores in this state and that state, but you have to go Google and check them out on the internet or on the when you're on the phone. You have to check it, download it. This will help everybody get on the same sheet of music, get the musicians playing with the conductor all at once.
Sounds good,
Mike. This is it's Rich again here. So you got a front row seat on American Made Goods like Mark. I want to ask you something. I know, let's just get out of the way. I know that consumer electronic products, technology products, etc. I know this, you know, perhaps as well as anyone on this show, given my business. I know the vast majority of those products are not manufactured here. But where are we going? Where are we going right in this way? What are we doing well with Made in America? Product lines, what types of products? There is some sun in here, right through the clouds. So what are you seeing in terms of products? What kind of manufacturing? What kind of products, consumer or business, that you're starting to see with more frequency being manufactured here?
I can only see what I witness online or on TV. You hear that there's going to be some governmental changes that are going to make it more cost-effective, you know, level the playing field again with making things here rather than overseas. And you know, clothing is still – I think I sent you guys an email that showed the top 10 searches of what people who are using our app have typed in as a search criteria. Clothing is a big thing. So, I mean, there's so much room there because I think I've seen anywhere from just 2 to 5% of clothing is made in America, and there's – this huge opportunity for that to come back. I mean, Los Angeles is, I think, still the biggest regional area that has garment industry, even though tons of it has shut down.
I want to just tell you something about that. They are saying the clothing manufacturers, Dayclo Fabrics and Botany 500, are saying that if clothing was able to be restored in America, just 50% of the clothing, and you're right, it's 5% or below made in the USA right now. So most of what we're wearing is not made in America. But if just 50% of the clothing was able to be made in this country, we'd have up to 20 million new jobs.
Wow.
20 million jobs, and that is not just making the clothing. That is selling the clothing, distributing the clothing, the modeling, the new product line, the inventors, and everything else. It's a whole industry that's been robbed from us. America, at one point during the Industrial Revolution, made such 100% of everything was made in America. Yes, we did buy some materials outside the country, but everything was made here. But who took this out of the country? We can't say, and we're not going to dwell on it. But we have got to do something to unite our forces the way we're doing with you right now.
So that was the easiest job to move out of the country, because it was probably one of the lower paying jobs. It was probably one of the less skilled labor jobs, but probably, on the other hand, should be one of the easiest jobs to bring back. But I'd like to add just something, if I can get it in here, because I'm watching the clock on the wall. You know, and there are two reasons that I mentioned this. There are recently, Fortune magazine came out with 100 best companies to work for in the country, and I was intrigued for a variety of reasons, mainly because my daughter works for number 6 on the list, who is a young, small company and by every other standard in Florida. But the thing that really shocked me, and I think I've brought this up before, is that Fortune said, of these 100 best companies to work for, the total of those companies is 170,000 positions these 100 companies have available. That's 1,700 positions per company. So the onus is on the back of colleges to prepare our students for those jobs. 170,000 jobs just amongst the 100 best companies to work for. And I can tell you for a fact from my daughter's company, they're having a hard time finding qualified people. And therein lies why they passed H-1B as a visa, and then it got just taken advantage of. Big corporations and larger companies just started firing people because they realized they could bring in people from outside the country who would work for a lot less. La, la, la. All that said, there are jobs out there. Please don't graduate from college thinking you're graduating into an empty economy. You are not. There are jobs out there. What you have to do your sophomore year is take a deep breath, talk to a guidance counselor, and make sure that the college is preparing you for the outside world. That's the problem. They're not coming out of college prepared for these jobs. And that onus is on college. How dare you charge my son $45,000 a year and then graduate an invalid that can't take part in the American economy?
Larkin, that's the subject of next week's Flag Day show. In addition to promoting the flag, we're going to talk about graduation season. But remember, Mark Andel has a selection of flags, and if you need a flag, he'll get it to you in time for Flag Day. Check him out at madeinamericastore.com. Closing remarks. Mike Sessions, what would you like to say?
I'd just like everybody to visit our new website. You can get there by typing as little as goforusa.com. It'll route you to our company site. Check out our partners and friends and our coalition app. Let us know what you think. If you have suggestions, you can contact us on that site, or you can, if you have suggestions about app changes, you can email developer@goformadeinamerica.com, and we'd love to hear from you.
Very good. Mike, thank you for being with us. We've been working together for a long time. You are a very important part of our movement, our broadcast. Make sure you keep us posted what's going on. And remember, everybody, it's on the front page of American Workers Radio. Just click on the little link that says Buy American app by Go for Made in the USA. Dr. Larkin, closing remarks.
Yeah, Mike Sessions, I hope you know everything I said to you was tongue-in-cheek. But I might warn you, I sent you a thank-you note in the mail for your retirement suggestion. Don't open it. Please don't open it. If there's any white dust coming out of it, keep that away.
Dr. Mark.
Yeah, you know, I just want to remind people have more power than they realize and must do their part. Mike, you've done an awesome job. This was a great interview for me about your site. I'm going to have my people listen to this radio show for Michael Blehash and you, and it'll tell them everything about your app. So awesome job. Thank you.
Spread the word, everybody. And Rich Loges.
Yeah, Mike, thanks again. Go for USA app on iOS Apple products. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you all. Thanks to Henry Chaplinsky. I'm going to ask Henry to make sure that that's highlighted on all of our sites and put it in the next edition of our newspaper. Until this Wednesday at 11 or next Wednesday, Flag Day, here on 860, I wish you and yours the very best. Thanks, everybody, for being part of our broadcast today.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.